In the week since the Missouri grand jury announced its verdict opting not to indict Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson in the shooting death of unarmed African-American teenager Michael Brown, the local community is assessing the damage caused by riots that burned down a dozen buildings and the persistent sense of injustice felt by many residents. But beyond Ferguson, the Michael Brown case has become a rallying cry for activists protesting police violence across the country. In addition to hundreds of solidarity demonstrations held on Black Friday, the biggest shopping day of the year, organizers called for a school and job walkout on December 1st. On the eve of the 59th anniversary of the historic Montgomery bus boycott, the national NAACP launched the Journey for Justice March, where some 250 activists are walking 120 miles from Ferguson to the governor's mansion in Jefferson City over the course of 7 days. The marchers are seeking fundamental reform of policing nationwide, beginning with state legislation to stop racial profiling by police. A Pew survey earlier this summer, which revealed the racial polarization surrounding the death of Michael Brown, found that 63% of whites and only 20% of blacks think that Brown's death at the hands of Darren Wilson was not about race. In a series of meetings at the White House on December 1st, President Obama, Vice President Biden, and Attorney General Holder spoke with cabinet members, law enforcement officials, and young activists about the distrust between police and communities of color. The president called for $75 million in federal spending to purchase 50,000 body cameras that would record police interactions with civilians and also announced the convening of a government task force on 21st century policing. Your reporter spoke with Tori Russell, co-founder of the youth-led group Hands Up United. Here he discusses the current situation in Ferguson and his group's work building a national movement to confront police violence in communities of color nationwide.
I just got home. I stayed about 10 minutes down the street, down West Florissant from Ferguson. It was military vehicles up and down West Florissant. I could only imagine what probably Gaza or Fallujah would look like. Just coming down to military, looking tank. I just said to one of my friends as we rode home, who would have thought in America, 2014, we would have to play Is That a Tank game coming down a popular street in an urban city. It's just tank after tank, and for probably stretching, I would say 8 miles of just tank on just about every block. And that's a daily thing. But now Ferguson shuts down, something that could only be reminiscent of probably 1950 Selma, somewhere down south. It's just a sundown city where whenever the, when the sun sets, you don't want to be outside. It troubles me to see that my city can only resemble a police state or some kind of occupied forces, somewhere just 5-10 minutes, from where I grew up.
Tori, what are the most important demands that you have locally there in Ferguson in terms of redressing the grievance of what many people, including yourself and your group, see as a grave injustice here with this grand jury decision?
We're still fighting for indictment. It's no double jeopardy in a grand jury. We want an indictment, the same thing we asked for in August. We also asked for police to reflect the community and also live in the community. Those are some small things. We're looking at Organization for Black Struggle has a powerful 19-point police reform initiative that we think most of the country is going to sign up for. Some things around body cameras, which, only catch bad actors or people after they kill someone, but civilian review boards with investigative and subpoena power. Small steps towards a larger goal, which is that the judicial system and a lot of these systems need to change. The prosecutor, when we find racial bias, must leave. Even some of the things with the voting things that we see that a lot of gerrymandering has been going on that needs to be addressed. So it's a lot of systemic things that we've been asking for around a special prosecutor, about the Department of Justice coming in investigating not only Ferguson but North County and the St. Louis area in a whole, and showing that it's real systemic racial bias that's going on in St. Louis.
Tory, I wanted to ask you about President Obama. President Obama had a meeting at the White House with community groups and police. He's about to launch a task force on what he's calling 21st century policing. There's been a mention of some money he wants allocated by Congress to purchase body cams for police, as you just mentioned. In your view, is President Obama doing enough here? And if you had a chance to speak with him personally, what would you tell him and what action would you ask him to take?
You know, I would have thought as the first black president, he would have had stronger language or compassion for black people. And we just didn't hear that. Even after the grand jury decision, he kind of blamed the protesters, and he did it again, saying that, you know, we need to hold accountable those who break the law. And it was, I think it was aimed towards the protesters. And no language about police, language about police killings or the fact that black men are getting shot and killed every 28 hours by a police officer, security guard, or vigilante. None of those hardcore statistics or no compassion in his voice. You know, I feel that black people and brown people came out and they voted for Obama, knowing that Hurricane Katrina wouldn't happen under Obama. But here we are, Ferguson, and this is his Hurricane Katrina, and he still hasn't responded in the way that we think. You know, it really breaks my heart, you know, that I have to look at young people and try to continue to convince them that voting is the way. You know, I don't concretely think that if I don't vote for the right candidate, I should be punished by being killed in the street. It really shames me, and I'm hoping that the few people that I know that were in the meeting compelled him enough to actually take lead on this and to actually represent and do the things that the people voted for twice.
That was Tory Russell, co-founder of the youth-led group Hands Up United. For more information on organizations working to end racial profiling and reform police practices in communities of color, visit our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.